Let us pray. Only in you will we find perfect wisdom. Lord God, you are the source of all wisdom, and you are the Lord of wisdom itself. The Bible says Jesus grew in wisdom as a human and as the Son of God. Jesus became wisdom for us from the Father. The Holy Spirit is our wisdom teacher. The Holy Spirit is with us now. Open our hearts and our minds to hear your words this morning. I'm going to be reading from James, starting at James chapter 3, verse 13. Who is wise and understanding among us? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. Submit yourselves to God. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You desire, but do not have, so you kill. You covet, but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity against God? Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says, without reason, that he jealously longs for the Spirit he has caused to dwell in us? But he gives us more grace. That is why Scripture says, God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come near to God and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. This goes hand in hand with what Jake was sharing this morning. Be real. Pray. Get on your knees. Give him the time. Wow. Wisdom is revealed by the way one lives his or her life. It is wisdom gifted to each of us from our Lord that shows how to do good works. James shares that there should be a way to learn who knows what is right and who is practicing a right life. How can we recognize this wise person? I think each of us probably has a very faith-filled person in our lives that we can look at and go, yep, walk them the walk and talk them the talk. The person that is living a good life has Christ in his heart or her heart. By his or her deeds, done with the humility that comes from wisdom. Good conduct, good behavior, good manners are the inevitable outgrowth of truth wisdom. Who we hang around with matters, right? We need to be strong when we're hanging out with non-believers. This good conduct is to be practiced in meekness. True wisdom is evident by its meek manners, not bringing attention to the believer, not bringing attention to ourselves. I'm good. I'm a believer. Do what I do. No, live it. Walk it. Share it for Jesus. God's way is so much better than the way of humans, which tends to become selfish pretty quick. Becoming wise in a humble way will lead to so much better because you will be living a faith-filled life. What we do with the knowledge of the Lord can easily be set on a shelf in this fast-paced world, right? You get your spiritual high on, you go, okay, you put your Bible on the shelf, you pay your bills, you watch the football game, you meet friends for dinner, and that skill set sits on that shelf. Don't let that happen to you. Carry it with you. Carry it in your heart and your mind. We need to pray for wisdom to be skillful to apply the knowledge of Jesus Christ. This is more so important when things are just not going our way. That's one of the things my friend and I talked about. Why? Why does God allow this? Why did God allow that? Go ahead and be discerning, showing good judgment. Be sharp, yet meek in the application of your faith. Do it so that you are not thought of as the wonderful one. You are the one walking as Jesus. Be available for God's purpose. Speak and act with gentleness in your wisdom. Without faith, with earthly wisdom, we slide into that selfishness. I think about that woman, Barb. She was married. She had a home. She had a job. And all of a sudden, through her alcoholism, she spiraled down, and her family walked away from her, and her husband couldn't deal with it, and she was living under a bridge. Only looking out for herself. Starving most of her days. She didn't walk up with her head up held high. Not because she wasn't proud. She was looking down for coins and cigarette butts. A disorderly way of living can be very mean. Yes, there is kindness, but mostly shared to get what that person may think or want they deserve from you. Or that jealousy grows through the roof. People think I should have what you have. Sometimes it leads to angry words. Sometimes it leads to fights. I want what you have. No, no, no. That's not how Jesus has taught us. Charles Spurgeon has written that the whole history of mankind shows the failure of evil lustings. The whole history of mankind shows the failure of evil lustings to obtain their object. We need to give thanks that we have wisdom from above and that God's wisdom is pure, not a sinful attitude. It's pure, it's peaceable, it's gentle and kind. That leads to being able to listen, and it leads to a willingness to forgive. God's wisdom from above is willing to yield and full of mercy, knowing that there is the same measure of mercy that we grant others as God gives to us. It is full of good fruits. It is without partiality. There is no judging. It is without hypocrisy. Let's talk about social media, computers, and phones, the hypocrisy we hear on those social media outlets. I heard this on the radio this week. In the 1930s, the leaders of Germany started to share with parents, specifically, that they can clothe their children and they can feed their children, but those parents need to know that their children's hearts will belong to the Reich, the leaders of socialism. Well, today, we have the ability to feed our children, clothe our children, and love our children, but their minds and hearts are very focused on social media. It's pretty scary. Wisdom from the heavens is a wonderful gift, and it leads to giving heart that is full of love. Evil is tugging at our children. It is the parents who love and provide and care for their children who are now dealing with the children that are turning away, not keeping in touch. Ooh, this sermon was done before yesterday, and I kept reflecting to the words that I received from God this week. Whoa, we need to hear this. God is so loving and so kind. Let's be sure that our youth hear and learn all about him. I know that people will walk away from God, especially because they want to live their own way. They're happy the way they're living. There's status quo. Maybe they're above status quo. Their status quo way of life is good for them. But you know what? With all these people, they have the opportunity to eventually recognize God. There is no denying that God's wisdom and mercy is oh so reasonable and oh so within our reach. Theologian Moo writes that James seems to be bothered more by the selfish spirit and bitterness of the quarrels than by the rights and wrongs of the various viewpoints. No matter where we go, we hear quarrels in today's world, right? I'm right, you're wrong. I can't believe you think that way. You should be thinking this way. Why is it that we rationalize our temptations as they will never fully satisfy us? By me getting onto Facebook and pushing my point of view, it's not going to satisfy me. It's going to grow in that anger or upsetness that I'm feeling to reach out and do that. By me telling somebody else they're wrong, it's not a good way to do it. Following that route will only lead to more harm and more pain. Perhaps when we become more upset with ourselves and we stop blaming others, we're able to truly listen to God. And that's when we get on our knees and we pray. When we are down, when we don't think we can go any further down, pray. Because God helps to build godly lives. And it makes a difference. And you might be the person meeting somebody under the bridge one day and helping them to get up and to live a godly life. God wants us to know that a lot of us might call a person that idiot driver, that crazy person, that liar, that sick person, that addicted person, that homeless person, the person that we call names because he doesn't or she doesn't agree with us, the person we dislike because she looks different from us. God wants us to know, oh my gosh, that is his child. That's his child. And he died for that child. Step out of yourself for a moment and recognize that is his precious child, whom he died for. We are his children. His wisdom is solid, right? His wisdom is solid. And we need to see things through his eyes. James asks those listening to him and those reading his word to think and pray and ask for help with their thoughts, with their words, with their deeds, with their lives. We can get to a place of having that humble heart. With humility comes gentleness, generosity, unselfishness, and realness. It may not happen all at once. You know, with us being human, it's not going to happen all at once. Even for ourselves, we move back and forth. We go through trials and we go through times of praise. We go back and forth. But it all occurs with God as our Savior. And we all have the ability to change. We will be called hypocrites. Oh, that hurts me so badly when people do that. We will be called hypocrites when we fail and become broken. But we are able to ask for forgiveness, and we are so blessed because we are forgiven. Hope is what needs to be in hearts as we grow into something better. All people need to continue to learn and understand about God our Father, and we're truly blessed. We are truly blessed that here at Wellspring Church, we are able to do that together. We know that Jesus will give us a path back to the light when we are down. Seek God and ask God and be in communication with Him and practice aligning your life with God's will. Sometimes all you may have left is your smile, but if that's what you share with the person at Wawa, it's going to make a difference. That is what God wants for each of us. How do we improve our relationship with God? Can I hear some from you? How do you improve your relationship with God? Just say it out loud. Say it again. Mm-hmm. Talk to Him. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Fill yourself with His stuff, not the world's stuff. Read the Bible. Sing a song. Pray. Pray to Him. Oh, put beautiful flowers in your home, in your church, right? Give someone a beautiful flower arrangement. Mm-hmm. I have being outside, quiet time, seeing His nature. Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful. Yep. Amazing. Yeah. Yeah. And when the flowers go, the snow will come. And have you ever just sat outside in the snow or stood outside and heard the peacefulness?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you've been gifted with wonderful memories. So even we love the flowers, but even in the coldness of snow, we see His hand at work. I'm going to move on to James chapter 4, verses 7 through 10. Submit yourselves then to God and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will lift you up. Charles Spurgeon, once again, submit to God because He created you. Submit to God because His rule is good for each of us. Submit to God because all resistance to Him is futile. Submit to God because such submission is absolutely necessary for salvation. Submit to God because He is the only way to have peace. Draw near to God. Drawing nearer to God is an invitation and a promise to all. With Him, we are able to resist sin. We are able to ask for His counsel. He helps us to speak well of others. He helps us to draw nearer to Him, and He helps us to think of eternal things, which will truly be a blessing to each of us. God gives grace to the humble. God gives wisdom to believers. God's wisdom is solid. Let us pray. In the garden of life, relationships are the precious flowers you've entrusted to us. We come to you today seeking your wisdom to nurture these blooms with love, understanding, and grace. Grant us the discernment to recognize the needs of those who around us and to listen with an open heart and to speak words that heal and not hurt. Like the shepherd guiding his flock, lead us in our interactions, and may your Spirit illuminate the path of compassion and patience and forgiveness so that we reflect your love in every encounter and every conversation. Help us to build bridges where there are walls, to sow unity where there is division, and to foster peace where there is discord. In moments of misunderstanding, Father God, please provide clarity. Let us not hurt one another. In times of tension, grant us the serenity of your peace. May we feel your peace, dear Father. Equip us, God, with a heart that seeks to understand even before being understood, to love without condition, just as you have loved each of us. In your precious name, amen. I know Jake has something to share, but before Jake shares, did you want to share an announcement? Before that, would you like to respond or ask or share anything from this week pertaining to my sermon?